I can hold my breath for a long time.
There you go.
It's too bright.
Is it?
Too bright.
That was pretty good. Thanks. Been working on it.
And the mosquito, too.
But you're not the jackalope.
People are going to be like, what the fuck is a jackalope?
I watched the new Spider-Man and Scorpion dies.
I fucking knew it. Called it. I called that shit. With Spider-Man in it.
You mean Scorponok from Transformers dies?
Scorponok from Transformers. Scorponok.
Is that the Beast Wars one? I used to have a toy of that little bastard.
But then there's also a G1 Scorponok also.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I really love the Scorponados. The caramel apple Scorponados.
What?
Oh, those are empanadas. Never mind.
I was like, Scorponados. What is going on here? What the fuck?
It's an empanada, but made with scorpions.
Mm-hmm.
I only know one thing from G1 Transformers, and that's that Soundwave is superior.
Soundwave superior.
Constructicons inferior.
Yes.
I used to want the Constructicons, all of them, so I could build fucking Devastators so bad.
Back before he was a wrecking ball with nuts.
Yeah, I am directly under the target's testicles.
Michael Bay is flawless.
He cannot be questioned.
Michael Bay.
Yeah, he can. Why the fuck did he decide to remake Friday the 13th and Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Actually, I liked those.
Yeah, I thought they were okay.
Oh, no, I did too. But that doesn't mean that they're, like, flawless.
You were like, fuck that. I got Star Wars games to play.
You hear they're coming out with a Texas Chainsaw Massacre game that's exactly like Friday the 13th's game?
The same developers are making it.
Yeah, it's the same damn thing. Yeah.
Right, I mean, that's cool. I mean, he's already in Dead by Daylight.
Yeah, but this will be better because you can play as the brother and the dad, I think.
I doubt it. I bought Friday the 13th and played for about... I gave it my best for 2 days, and I just sucked at it. And I was like, nah, I'm done with this.
Were you a survivor or Jason?
Both.
Okay.
I couldn't survive, and I couldn't kill nobody.
He was a survivor adjacent.
Yes.
I'm a terrible survivor in Dead by Daylight, but I'm a pretty damn good killer.
We are VR.
Troopers!
You know, I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Me neither. He tried to get me to watch it, but Power Rangers is just superior.
Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Yes. Oh my god, I remember the commercials for fucking Beetleborgs.
Was that the blue Elvis?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or white Elvis.
He blue? Was blue.
He was blue. He was blue. Yeah. Well, fuck all y'all.
He had like a Joker thing going on.
But he was
Joker,
Elvis.
Jay Leno, Elvis, yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Jay Lenovis.
So he was Genie from Aladdin.
He was like, I'm going to buy all them cars,
That's exactly what he was like.
I'm Mark.
I'm Josh. Damn, everyone's fucking staring at me. I'm trying to do a fucking list that I didn't have time to do.
I see Wiener.
Well, that's because my wiener's out.
I am stroking vigorously. I'm Forrest.
And I am Alex. I'm back again.
He's back again.
Shit, what's that Slim Shady song? Shady's back. Shady's... I don't know. I'm not a rap.
Me either. But
I'm not a rap.
This is the last podcast of the year that we're doing. So naturally, we should do things about being the last podcast of this year for us.
Fuck that. I'm going to do a solo one tomorrow. Okay. Just to spite you. See, Mark's a liar. You can never believe anything he says.
And you should release it before this one gets released. That way people will be very fucking confused while you're ranting.
Or I'll post it like January 1st.
Okay. Wait till April 1st to post it. Here's your fucking April Fool's Day, bitches.
Mm-hmm. So, Alex, you've brought a little something for the podcast this week, correct?
Yes, in the spirit of Christmas, I made a nice little quiz for you guys to take. Because everyone loves Christmas quizzes, and then there's a little prize at the end.
And Jesus said unto the people, write your answers on this piece of scrap paper.
This feels like fighting fucking Dark Link, because he knows everything about us, and we know nothing about what he has planning.
Just don't use your Z-lock.
This is true.
But on the NES, we didn't have Z-Lock.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, motherfucker.
I'm sorry. Like, for me, the definitive is Ocarina, so it doesn't matter.
I agree with you. You know the cool thing about that? Dark Link has as many hearts as you have in that game. So if you get to him with
spoiler
three
alert.
Hearts, he dies quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's only sub-boss anyway.
He's the definitive version for me, but he's only a sub-boss.
No, I won't make out with you in class. Go on with the Boroville.
Alrighty, so I guess we'll just jump into it. I don't have any good segues. I'm not talented like anybody. But
we don't have any.
All right, so you all have
papers. We do a podcast. We're not talented.
You'll write your answers down. You'll give them to me. There's tiebreakers because there will be a tie. I guarantee it.
But we don't wear ties.
I didn't
learn.
Plumbers don't wear ties.
I've not signed any contracts, so.
All right.
Guaranteeing me.
Right. First question. The first Halo with a subtitled name. Write your answers. Do not say it out loud. The first Halo game with a subtitled name.
Huh?
First Halo with more than Halo in the name.
Oh. Well.
Don't say it out loud.
I'm writing it down. It was Halo Penis Wars.
Well, now you gave the answer away to everybody, and now the game's ruined. Thanks a lot.
No one gets a prize. Thanks, Josh.
Question number two. The first Halo game to feature customizable assassination animations.
It sounds a little less like Christmas and more like Halo-ish.
Customized?
Or personalized, I guess you could call it.
The only reason I think I know that one is because there was only one Halo. I did not play multiplayer, so.
And then a third question. This is the third just regular question for the tiebreakers. The name of the elven smith that forged the three elven rings of power.
Damn it. If you said Mjolnir, I could have done it. Mm-hmm. They were dwarven. I guess that doesn't count.
Say that again.
The name of the elven smith that forged the three rings of power.
I don't fucking know. Big old question mark right here.
Take a stab.
Fuck.
And then before the tiebreakers, I'll look at your answers and see if we need a tiebreaker, which I'm sure we will.
Okay.
All right, so who first? Huh?
Who first?
I give.
God damn it, I can't think of his name.
So you got two.
I can't cheat.
You only have one, Mark.
Loser. You should kill yourself.
So.
I hope so.
First tiebreaker. Best way to shoot enemies in Rainbow Six Siege.
I am not putting down hip fire. Because that is wrong.
It works for fucking Alex. Guess what I wrote.
And then we'll do a tiebreaker too, just in case that one is somehow a tie also. So the Toys to Life brand that is still going strong.
Toys to Life?
Mm-hmm.
Never even heard of that company.
That's like the
action figures.
Where you scan them, it's an action figure, you put it on a base and it's in like the video game.
Is that Japanese?
Oh.
There. Close
so,
enough.
What was the question again?
The brand that is still going.
Okay. I have no
that
idea.
Killed all the other ones, apparently.
I have no idea how to spell it, but we'll see.
There's two Y's.
Thank you.
You technically have more right answers.
Hooray!
Even though it's spelled wrong. But it is Amiibo. You said in the head with guns. It is, in fact, hip fire is the best way to shoot enemies.
Oh, I see. Put a man at a disadvantage. Here, have a game you've never played.
So, I never played multiplayer Halo 4 or 5.
Right.
Halo 5 has you can choose which assassination animation you want.
That was the only one I didn't play.
I never played either one of them.
I just felt like that would be something that they would shoehorn in Halo 5. That just sounds like a Halo 5
mm-hmm,
thing.
Mm-hmm. It was the only one I didn't play online at all. Zero.
All right. So
I knew
prize.
It wasn't a sealed door, by the way. I was just like, I don't fucking remember any goddamn elves.
Celebrimbor is the Elven Smith.
I couldn't think of it.
I didn't fucking know that.
It's been so long since I've touched.
So there is your prize.
I want to thank all the wasted hours in front of televisions and playing video games. And I want to thank my mom for saying I would never fucking amount to anything.
Multiple times. I was
or
there.
Do anything.
But I've got a fucking Halo action figure, bitch.
And I believe it has double XP in there as a code.
Oh, well, I have to fucking use it now.
I'm about to say, I couldn't have used it then. Are you sure it wasn't Mo, Larry, Curly, and Shemp who are the dwarves who created fucking the Lord of the Rings?
I'm fairly certain, yes.
What? This comes with a plasma pistol? Take this third-rate fucking trash away.
No battle rifle? What the fuck?
It does have a commando.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that fucking disappointing piece of trash.
Once you start to get some skill with it, it actually turns out to be...
Aim for the crotch and it works its way up.
I just started using it like a DMR.
That's what I've been doing. I actually, last night, was doing really good with just the pistol. I would just switch the pistol
the
and just
sidearm
fuck
was
people
badass.
Up. But then, I don't know, there was... I almost felt like there was a fucking... someone using a lag switch. Because I'd be firing, and then there'd be lag, and then I'd be dead, and they'd still be alive. I'm not shitting you. I'd never experienced that before. Well, thank you, Alex. Thanks for making all the questions easy, except for that fucking elf asshole.
I just took inspiration from that last game that we did.
Damn,
I
spelled
on.
Amiibo wrong, didn't I?
Okay. Amiibo.
I imbo.
He leaves the last ones as the easy ones. I see how this works. So, we have been discussing what our top three of 2021 releases would be.
Out of all four games released.
Well, and Alex, since you're our guest, we'll give you the gracious ability to tell us what you think your 2021 top three is.
Okay, well, like he said, of the four released, I've only played one and a half of them. So... Doom Eternal I throw on there just because when
is that
I do 2021? Plan on playing it.
The Gods came out this year, but Doom Eternal is actually a 2020 game.
I thought so.
Well, then never mind that one. I have two games.
I was thinking of being a smartass and putting a DLC from something popular on there, but I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, the last DLC 4 came out this year.
But then, so Mass Effect Legendary Edition I have on there because I did not finish it, but it is a lot of fun.
Worthy.
Halo Infinite, obviously, is my... top game of the year because it's the only one I play anymore.
I guess we'll just work around the table. Which way do you guys want to go? Do you want to go first? Do you want to
go ahead if you would. You know what? I'll go. Fuck him.
I was about to say it's because you don't even have your fucking answers down.
Yeah,
you didn't do your homework.
Little did you know. Because really, I have played.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Here comes an avalanche of bullshit. Little more faith than that. Back for Blood, I've played it a couple times. I think it looks pretty good, graphics-wise. Good gameplay, but like, it's not even on my list because I played it two fucking times. And I don't sit around going, man, I wonder if anybody wants to play Back for Blood with me. No, matter of fact, I'm thinking about deleting it because I need the fucking hard drive space.
For Evolve.
And I'm... Fuck off. So, my number one is going to surprise you, and it's going to be, it may not surprise anybody, but I'm going to go with, if I can remember the fucking name, Resident Evil 4 VR.
Really? Yeah.
I have had so much fun playing that fucking game.
I was going to say, there was that time, like, I was like, I wonder if Josh is going to be on or if he's going to be playing Resident Evil tonight.
I normally play it in spare time. And
I know, but there was a time that you really were into it that I thought... You know, this may be his go-to game.
I was playing it. I've had a lot of fun on that. The motion sickness gets to me sometimes. And a lot of times, I can actually be feeling really well, and I'll throw it on, and I will have a slight queasy feeling for the rest of the time I play. But it's enough where I can ignore it. I mean, I feel I'm not pro-gamer mode, but lazy gamer mode, or like, I'm going to play this fucking game. There's rounding as you move. The corners of the screen will round off so you don't have the... And I've played both ways, and either one... It just depends on... Really, I don't know if I'm hydrated enough or not. But that will be my number one for this year because I've had so much fucking fun playing it. And then two would be Halo Infinite. I had a blast with the campaign. You can definitely feel that it's either... I don't want to say unfinished, but it's unfinished. And you get a sense that a lot of features were taken out for time. Mm-hmm. They didn't have a choice. And besides that, so I don't really have a three.
Time and future content, so they can say that it's
right. Content. I mean, and that's fair. I mean, bring it out when you can, when you want to, whatever. I'll play it, but I've been having a blast with it. And the multiplayer, and it's like any other multiplayer. Some days you fucking rock, and then other days you can't kill anybody because they seem to know where you're at. You don't know if they're hacking. So, but yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll shoehorn in Mass Effect Trilogy. I played all the way up to part 3. I fucking binge played it. Mm-hmm. And I got just before the Citadel DLC, and then I got burned out. So it's just been sitting. But, you know me, I'm a completionist. So, and when I do the photo, I'm also going to take a screenshot so that I can have everybody, because I've been making sure to go through my first playthrough that I have every character fucking that can live. I don't remember if I saved Ashley or Caden.
You saved Caden because Ashley was a whiny, racist bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. She is. Is it, if they're aliens, is it racism or
specious?
Yeah, I was going to say specious. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's their racist because everything's
exactly
blended together now. So
yeah, I kind of hate Ashley now. I'm kind of glad she died.
I just like how she applies her eyeshadow and then how it gets taken off when she gets her ass beat by Evie.
What I should have, if you could like shoehorn in your own lines when he's like, oh, go back. Oh, we're under attack. Be like, you know what, Ashley? Fuck you, bitch. I'm saving Caden. Deuces. Also, try not to go out like a bitch. Make sure you stop that bomb.
Yeah, no shit.
Or make sure the bomb goes off. That's it. What are you doing?
So your definitive is Mass Effect RE or Back for Blood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Yeah, and my number one is definitely RE4 VR.
Okay.
I had a blast with it.
Okay.
So Halo's not on there?
No, what did I say?
Mass Effect, Back for Blood, and RE4.
No, not Back for Blood.
You don't want Back for Blood
no,
on your list.
No, Halo.
You wanted Halo.
Okay. Halo Infinite. Even though it came out in, like...
A couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
That means Halo's made two people's lists at the top so far.
What are you looking at me for? It's going to make mine.
Well, what do you got, then?
I see. You saved the best for last, are we?
I'll go after you.
I know.
That's just what he said.
That's what I meant, too. No, so number three would probably have to be Metroid Dread, because it's just... I have wanted a damn Metroid for so long that if I didn't put it on here, it would be criminal, and I would feel like a fucking hypocrite. I have a couple problems with the game, but overall, it seems really damn fun for the most part. Her movement is nice and easy. It's got the same Metroid flow that it always has, with the exception of some long-ass loading screens. And, yeah, the boss fights are mostly insane, and I like it. My second was going to be Halo Infinite, and then I was politely reminded that Mass Effect came out this year. This is the only time I have ever beaten Mass Effect 3 is on this. It is definitive trilogy. And I thought I was going to be disappointed. I was not. I loved the ending of Mass Effect 3.
Did they change it a bit?
Nope.
No.
It's one of those things that...
good talk. Thanks for tuning in.
It's one of those things that to me has aged well over time, but was shit-canned at the time.
Did you have trouble with Marauder Shields?
You know, it's funny you mention that. No. He tried to save me from the terrible ending, but he failed.
He was a failure.
I may have had that silenced pistol you get from the Citadel DLC, which is just god-killing.
No, at that point, you only have the one pistol, the default.
Oh, is it the default?
Yeah, because you're in either survival mode or dream mode or whatever it is.
Indoctrination mode?
Yeah.
No, I actually really... And you know what's funny is I like the ending that everybody else hates. I like the Paragon ending, where Shepard takes control of the Reapers, goes and becomes a borderline Lovecraftian god, and retreats the Reapers back into space. That, to me, is the most interesting ending. If I was Shepard, that's what I would want. Which, yeah, it makes total sense for indoctrination theory that, of course, they want you to pick that one. But, whatevs.
I get you.
Renegade just seems anticlimactic at that point, to be honest.
I guess. But also, like, use the player cube, like, fuck it.
Because,
I mean, the way it's portrayed is Shepard's near death anyway. You've been shot in the stomach. Harbinger nearly fucking lasered your ass to death. All right, so they have a hydrodynamic cannon. And it actually, the Reapers. So,
oh, gotcha.
Their laser weapon is actually molten metal. Mm-hmm. It's metal heated up to near plasma levels and fired at you near the speed of light using mass effect fields. So I think even a near miss would probably boil your fucking guts out.
You are not a cowboy shooting from the hip.
So, I mean, just thinking of it, yeah, that's crazy. So the fact that he survives at all. Mm-hmm. Is a miracle to fucking begin with.
Well, I made a mistake. I didn't realize there were actually four endings, so I shot the kid for shits and giggles, and I had to redo the whole fucking Anderson part again.
They added that. They added that later as just another option where...
Whoops. Fuck it. Yeah, everything dies.
Originally, you just had the three endings. Mm-hmm.
Synthesis.
So, yeah. You had Paragon, Renegade, Synthesis, and then they added that one for the fourth where Shepard could be like, well... We failed this round. We'll let the next group of people do it. And I mean, with Liara and the Shadow Broker, or as the Shadow Broker, and they were putting out all the.
She was putting out all right.
Wah wah wah. I don't know. We need a soundboard, is what we need. And she was putting out like, you know, how the Protheans had the beacons, and she was basically. It's kind of stupid that no other fucking race thought of it before. But she's like, yeah, we're going to bury one of these on every fucking planet.
So that when we inevitably die and go out the next race.
Right, she's like, if we fail the next cycle, she's like, they'll know about it a lot sooner than we did.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you got to think about it. The Reapers, they probably take... Fuck, they could take 10,000 years scouring every planet. I mean, they have nothing but fucking time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always wondered. The Reapers, this legion of... maybe 100,000 beings, wipes out an entire fucking galaxy full of organisms in how long?
But only the sentient races.
The super sentient mm-hmm. ones, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just lazy on their part, I think.
I know.
But, yeah, I really enjoyed Mass Effect 3's ending.
Especially when you're like, you know what? Fuck you, little AI. And he's like, fine. You have made your decision. You're like, you were just a cute little kid a second ago, and... Damn, demon voice out of nowhere.
I love it. Number one is Resident Evil 8.
Good game.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, moving on.
That's all we've got is a RE8. Good game.
A two-hour synopsis.
Broken into five words.
Yeah, so I, even having played it way, way earlier in the year, when did it come out? Like April?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even I played through that fucker 8 times. The last game that I played through 8 times was RE3 Remake, and before that was RE2 Remake. I'm detecting a pattern. I'm obsessed with Resident Evil, and one of those games is not that great.
We hadn't noticed this pattern?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. I have a Mythosaur patch here, by the way. Thank you, Alex. I love it.
No problem. It's going Merry on Christmas. My cup
that I'm going to throw away later.
Oh, well, never mind then.
I got an ODST patch.
Both that could take your fucking ODST?
Probably, but but he'll know he was in a fucking fight.
Yeah, he'll scratch his armor.
Yeah,
like bad too. Like he'll have like to probably think about.
He'll have
repainting
to repaint
again.
All that Durasteel.
Yeah, one more time.
No, yeah, just Resident Evil 8. I like the exploration. I love because there is shit to do in this game. Surprisingly, there's content. You can run around. You can fish. Josh, isn't fishing your favorite part of Resident Evil 4?
Yes.
That's apparently the highlight of the Skyrim new version is the added fishing.
And it's so
and it makes
lazy.
It worth the $60 apparently.
You don't even pull up fish. You throw your rod out and then you pull back loot.
Mm-hmm. I mean there are fish too, but
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, but not in the fish. What? I'm no stranger to sarcasm, sir.
God damn it, Friday. Yeah, no. I just liked RE8, that's all.
Never be alone.
What little I've touched of RE8 looks really good, and it actually, like, even on, like, I've got it on a 15, I was playing it on my 15.6 inch, my smaller laptop than this, and it was still, like, one of those, I really need to play this on a big screen. Like,
Yeah.
Crank up the surround sound. Like, mm-hmm. get yourself immersed in it. It just looks pretty damn good. And it's one that I do want to eventually do a deep dive on and get a good checkout on it.
I mean,
because it does look good.
It does. Even on my little PS4 that's not even PS4 Pro, it looks still really good. And I'm my dinky little tiny 55-inch TV, it still ran it pretty really, really fucking well. I do have a couple issues with the game because I have issues with everything that ever comes out, but... Josh is having a stroke and Alex just agreeing with me. Like, the final boss is a bit lackluster to me, and there's a whole-ass fucking story arc for one character that seems really cool and then drops and then immediately disappoints the hell out of me. But outside of that, it has some of the scariest moments in any game I've ever played. It's got some of the goofiest shit you've ever seen in a Resident Evil game, and this is the same series that you punch boulders as Chris, you do whatever the fuck Leon does, you go on a jet ski. I mean, that's pure terror to me.
So...
Leon!
You and I share the same number 3, and that's Metroid Dread. And I did not finish it. I want to start off by prefacing that, but it finally gives back Metroid a spooky feeling. I want to say probably a couple hours of it, but there are times in that game there is tension. As soon as you meet the first
Emmy,
like that. Yeah. Sorry, my brain is mush lately, but as soon as you meet that first one that actually is not just the tutorial for it, like I died a few times because I was like, oh God, maybe I can do this and do this, and nope, it found me, I'm dead. Like, it gives you that, like, it almost gives me anxiety to play it. And when I'm doing it in handheld mode, like, the Switch is not big enough. I finally had to buy a grip for my Switch so I could hold on to it good enough to be able to play that game. I was waiting for it finally came in today. So I'll be actually doing a little deeper dive into it, which I started playing it on PC, but it didn't feel right. I was using an Xbox controller, and it was so good, I bought it. Like, it was that good. And very few games do I have the capacity to be able to play for free. Do I go out and spend the $60 on? But that game is so damn good. It made me a believer in it, which is kind of weird because Nintendo is one of those companies that I've always loved. Like, I grew up loving Nintendo. I've always been a Sega kid too, but I've always had Nintendo as well. But at that same time, like, Nintendo's always kind of took that second path where it's like, well, we're going to kind of focus on the every person, mm-hmm. you know, not the hardcore at heart. And at that time around, the GameCube is really what cemented Nintendo into like a hardcore gaming market. Like, I always look back and think, like, Mario 64 was an awesome game. Ocarina of Time is probably one of my favorite games of all time. And then after that, there's a big gap. Star Fox came out, was fucking amazing, but there was a big gap that, like, Nintendo kind of went more family-friendly, went more casual, I should say.
Star Fox came up before Ocarina of Time, so there's an even bigger gap.
Right.
What would it be? It'd be like Majora's Mask was the next really non-friendly game. Well, no, they also came out with Resident Evil 2 on 64, but...
But that wasn't Nintendo themselves.
You're talking in-house,
yeah. I'm so talking about in-house in.
It would be Majora's Mask.
But even through the GameCube, like, Nintendo basically, they did the Prime Trilogy, or started on the Prime Trilogy,
yeah.
which ended out in the Wii. But as far as, like, a game that you could, like, fully feel like you were a quote-unquote old-school gamer feel, like, Nintendo basically stuck to family-friendly oriented games. And that's not a bad thing. I think Nintendo does that phenomenally. But as soon as I picked up Dread and started actually playing it, I was like, this is old Nintendo. This was the old Nintendo that I loved growing up. Like, Super Metroid, like, it may have its flaws, but it's a 99% in my book. Like, it is almost that 100% for a video game. And not very many games do I feel is almost as perfect as Super Metroid. That game is top to bottom. Like, if you find a wrinkle in that game, let me know so I can argue with you about it. That's how much I love that game and how good of a game that is. I was never a speedrunner of it. I never ever played it like 10 times in a row like a lot of people I knew who did. Like our friend Lawrence, he played it probably back-to-back 3-4 times. I was never... But I was too busy staring at the game. That game is visually amazing. For a Super Nintendo to do all that, I still have never seen another game for its time break that kind of ground in such an intricate way. But Metroid Dread gave me that feeling again.
For me, it was the ambience and the atmosphere, because that game is so fucking littered and rich with ambience and atmosphere.
Yes.
The music is amazing. The little background effects are amazing.
It's ambiance.
I thought it was ambience.
That's a pill. Oh.
But yeah, no, that game is just amazing in terms of building tension without gameplay.
But as soon as you said Dread was on your list, like, you know, it definitely was like one of those, I knew exactly what you meant when you wanted to say it was a Game of the Year contender. And it is mine, too. It's definitely my number three slot. Forza Horizon 5.
Okay.
That game, it's another Forza Horizon. And that's a silly thing to say as like an argument for a Game of the Year, because I wouldn't have put Horizon 4 as my Game of the Year when it came out. But 5 I will, and it's basically cemented all the other stuff that Horizon's done. And I spend way too much fucking time in the auction house, because I always do. To the point where I finally got Ed addicted to doing it, too, because he was on there trying to get all the Corvettes.
So, but that's what you like more about the game, is the auction house.
I love the auction house, but that's not the reason it's on my list.
Okay.
Mexico is really pretty.
Fuck yeah, it is. A buddy of mine brought his Series X over to my house, played it on my enormous TV, and I could not stop fucking staring. There was almost no graphical imperfections to me in that fucking game. So I do not blame you for putting it on there.
There are times I get lost in the sky. I have to play with a car that has no reflection, because I will be driving along and I will be looking at the hood of the car, and then I realize, oh, I'm staring more at the car and more at the visual fidelity of this game than I am fucking racing. And
just cruising along at like 15 miles an hour. Like, oh, shit.
Even fucking NPCs in the game are honking their horn like, get the fuck out of the way.
$2 million car. And you're like, yeah, look at those flowers over there. That's pretty cool. One of my favorite times is getting in the Warthog in it, though. That's one of my favorite things to do is I get in the Warthog and see what I can climb in it.
I love customizing the Warthog.
Yeah, it's
turn that shit matte black, give it gold rims. I love it.
I climbed the highest mountain in the game in that without any trouble. It was just like, yep, it's eventually going to slow down. No, it doesn't.
Was there an achievement?
No, I wish there was. But it just kept climbing. Waste and climbing. It is just an amazing thing
worst
to drive
game
around
of the year. No achievement for driving a Halo Warthog top of the mountain? What a waste of my fucking time.
But I know most people aren't really big into racing games, but even if you're not, you can still have some appreciation for... Because I grew up playing Sega Rally, and, you know, I loved all the Sega arcade racing games and Daytona USA, all those. Like, when I was a kid, like, Top Gear and stuff like that on the Super Nintendo, I always wanted to play those, but never got a chance to. And if I did, it was at a friend's house, and it was for, like, 5 minutes, and then, you know, Cruisin' USA. God, I loved Cruisin' USA, which... Cruisin' Blast was a game that came out this year, which I don't know if any of you actually seen it.
Didn't even know it existed. Yeah, same.
But it's an homage to Cruisin' USA, and they nailed it. They've nailed it aesthetically, and it runs at 60 frames per second on the Switch. It looks good, and it's one of those that I wish I would have had a chance to mess with it, because it may have actually made my top 10 if I so had one, but it looked like it could have made my...
I kind of wish I had heard about that.
Yeah.
I love Cruisin' USA.
It's just called Cruisin' Blast, and it's just a nod to the old Cruisin' USA games.
Well, Switch. Okay.
That's exactly right. Come out on the Switch.
Every time I hear Cruisin' USA, I can only think of Crazy Taxi. I can't even tell you what Cruisin' looks
Come
like.
Come on over. Have some fun. Crazy Taxi.
Speaking of Crazy Taxi, should we give a shout-out to Grand Theft Auto Definitive Edition?
No.
I think it's a Game of the Year contender, personally. It's Vice City and San Andreas and 3 also. But come on, they're perfect in every way.
My number one slot was Halo Infinite. And
I see.
I argued with myself on it.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Resident Evil 8, that's fine. I'll be by myself, I guess.
But
hey, you picked Resident Evil 4. We're on the same wavelength, at least.
But, I mean, on my top three, Infinite is my number one this year. And I really argued with myself that I would love it as much as I do.
Right.
And I've not beat it. Like, that's the other thing I want to preface. Like, the same with Dread. Like, I did not beat this game yet. I am still trudging through it. But even when I'm playing through the campaign, there's never a moment that I'm like, I guess I'll go back over here. Hmm. Like, with all the Assassin's Creed, I loved Assassin's Creed 2. Assassin's Creed 2 was one of the only Assassin's Creed games where I didn't huff and puff to get to places. You know, of course, you know, you don't really have to huff and puff, but you're like, God, I got to go fucking back here. I got to teleport all the way across the map to this shit and then make my way back here. Like, I never felt like that in Halo or in Halo Infinite. Never once did I ever think, like, fuck, I've got to go all the way back here now to get to this thing. Because they make traversing easy. And then the idea of you, like, I love the idea of your, what is it? The, I don't even know what you want.
Grapple shot.
Your grapple shot is what they're calling it in this. But your harpoon or whatever you want to call it.
Spider Chief, yeah.
Yeah.
Spider
but
Chief.
But I love, like, Spider that moment Chief. Where you're building momentum as you're traveling. Like, you've rocketed yourself off a cliff. You've grabbed a hold of a tree.
Mm-hmm.
You've pushed yourself past a tree. And you've grabbed a hold of, like, a grunt or something. And then meleeed it on your way down. Like, those moments are something you can't mimic just from anything.
Well, and then multiplayer. Last night, two days ago, I was playing. We were on the Bazaar level. And someone, I was going for the overshields, and a guy fucking used his grapple shot and took it right from me. I'm talking, I was a cunt hair away from that fucking thing. And he goes, zip, zip, and I just stood there. And he kind of stood there, and then he just activated it, and then he fucking meleeed me, and I was just like, I deserve that. That was fucking amazing. You know, I should have been pissed, but I was like, you cheeky motherfucker.
I almost wanted to dislike Halo Infinite. I'm not going to lie.
I can understand why. I get it.
After 4 and 5, like 343 fell completely out of favor with me. Halo 3 was it. Halo 1, 2, and 3. That's all I needed. Those were great games.
I watched I watched a YouTube video today.
I like Halo Reach also.
I can't remember the guy's name, but he was talking about, he called it the longest running Easter egg that's unsolved yet. And it was when you play Sandtrap on the gold tablets and the gold pillars, there's, I guess, not Promethean. What are they fucking?
Guardian?
Not Guardian.
Forerunner. Flood?
No, it's Forerunner. I got to be streaming earlier today. So there's Forerunner writing, right? And then there's hardly any other fucking writing. And then in Halo, I fucking forgot already. But anyway, there's almost nothing else about that until finally now in this game. Because in 4 and 5, there was nothing. Mm-hmm. None of that. And then now it's finally in Halo Infinite. And you can see it. Because now when you get to the point, anyway, long story short, he was noticing he finally found the tablets, and they're in this game. And then the final boss has three statues that are the when she's doing the communication, and you have to disrupt her shields. And each one of the towers represents a different Forerunner. And I don't want to spoil too or go into it because I don't fully understand it. But it was just neat to see that he was excited because he had been He said his girlfriend called it the rantings of a madman because he had his own folder on his computer where he just put all of his notes and video clips and everything, and he's just trying to decipher everything and figure out what this means. So he thinks it has something to do with the Endless because the tablets that you see, they're in the shape of the Siluxes, where it's the rectangle with the lower part is a little bit wider than the rest, almost like a data chip. So he's like, and then each one of the statues of the people is holding one of them. So he's like, there's a lore thing going on, and they're hinting to it, but they're not giving anything away.
Watch it be like a hidden message that just says, haha, Johnson died.
Right. Or it's a recipe to one of their grandma's cookies. And I'm sure it's just aesthetic. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. It's just like a little Easter egg. Like, ooh, there's stuff you don't know about, but you'll never know because we didn't really write anything about it. It's exactly. Just in the game, so we have something to dress up the fucking sets with. I don't know, just an idea, but I thought it was neat. That was it.
I am excited for them to add multiplayer to the campaign. That is one thing that I am kind of looking forward to, is that ability to be able to traverse that world with friends. And I'm hoping that they do it just the same way 3 could have been done, where you could have four players,
right?
Because that would be perfect if that happens.
Well, Halo 5 campaign was four players as well.
And it was meant to be, because they had your Spartan teams of four people, but they also didn't have split screen on a co-op based campaign, which makes no fucking sense.
Unless you're playing online, right?
Yeah, you could do co-op, just no actual split screen.
Right. Local. Yeah. All four of us could play from our own TVs, but you'd have to have your own fucking Xbox to play. And before, even on Halo 3, you could all be, if your one friend had a fucking 360.
Which we did.
Right. Because we used to go to Ed's and do that.
I made your brother mad because we got to the very end of it and something happened. And I was just ahead in the Warthog driving. And for some reason, Josh had died just split seconds before that. And that's where the save spot was. Literally, the second I crossed it, Josh died. So that's the way it was. Every time we'd spawn in, Josh would just die immediately. And he's like, fine, just fucking finish it.
I don't remember that, but I believe it. Yeah. I fucking believe. See, they fixed that now, because there was one point on Halo Infinite where I kept fucking dying. And after about the sixth fucking time I died, it took me back about a minute sooner. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, okay. I was on one of the upper cliffs, and it was one of the bridges that hadn't extended yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on maybe one of the mongooses, and I tried to stop too late. So I hit the bridge, and then I fall between the slats and fall to my death. Yeah. And I was like, all right, and immediately respond right as I'm stopping. And I fell like six fucking times. And I went, please tell me they're good. And then sure enough, it took me back about a minute sooner. I went, thank God.
But at first, I was like, maybe he can get out of this. Let's see what he can do.
Maybe he'll get lucky. Let's just give him a try. I mean, we gave the apple shot. Mm-hmm. Try it. No, didn't matter.
So what's funny is that is in older Halo games, at least in Halo 2, the part where you're riding the gondolas in Regret, I had a checkpoint where I was falling mid-fucking-fall, and the checkpoint was there. After about 12 times that, it set me back a minute.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
That is a feature that's been in there.
Okay, it's
but
not.
It's so hard to catch yourself dying during a checkpoint. You just don't see it very much.
I get you. There was a new speedrun technique. One of the guys, when you fight Bassus at the drill site, just run past the laser. Don't even fight Bassus. Don't do that whole thing. The laser kicks off. He's like, just run through it. You take some damage, but you'll live. Bassus pissed. I raged at Bassus on Legendary when I was playing without any skulls.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that motherfucker. He is bullshit. Now, of course, people... because what I did is like, you know what I'll do? So I went and I got a turret, and then I set the turret down in the floor because they're real-time cutscenes. So... the cutscene plays as the engine is still running.
Yeah, like Shadow of War and Mordor. Yeah.
So I set the turret down, and they're like, oh, just grab the turret. It doesn't matter. He still fucking hammers you to death. So I've been watching people's videos. What they'll do is right before that scene, they'll collect all the fusion coils.
Yep, that's what I
and just pile them up. Yeah. And then it'll cut to the cutscene, and he will actually kill himself. Because of the cutscene, you can't die.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll come down and knock you down with the hammer. And then his hammer will blow up the fusion coils, and then he will disappear, and his hammer's floating in the air. And then when the cutscene's finally over, and then where the fight would start, the hammer just falls to the floor. He's so you didn't have to do shit. And I'm like, why did I fucking think of that?
See, I just scattered him around like, okay, I'll run here, I'll grab this one.
Right.
I'll run here, grab this
one. You thought like
I
did. Let's play within the confines of the game.
Yeah.
And other people are like, fuck that. I'm going
to
hack the shit out of
that
this.
Was just on normal.
I shot him
one,
to death.
With bullets.
With bullets.
You can't get near him. Not on Legendary.
I never played it.
And he also he has a fucking... All the bosses, it seems, they have a bullshit fucking lunge attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was his name? Kalok or some crap like that? The first elite that you fight?
Yeah, I don't remember his name.
I got a kick out of him.
The Talok, he's the second. He's the second boss in the game.
Something like that. Oh, yeah, the first one. You remember watching me fight him.
He
shot me, like, once, twice.
Forrest was just fucking around on easy to try it out. And he runs up to that guy, and he just fucking stands there, and he's like, and he like, pew, pew, and then and Forrest just fucking melees him to death. And then I play him on Legendary, and you actually have to mid-range fight him. If you get too far away, he fires a fucking Hydra at you. And then if you get too close, he fucking he does this fucking lunging melee shit that is like damn near a one-hit fucking kill. So you have to actually bombard him with rounds and then melee the fuck out of him as fast as possible. That's the only way I could get past him. But he kept killing me because I kept trying to fire from a distance. Didn't matter. He'd fire them little Hydra missiles, and it was like, boink, boom, boink, boom, and I'm fucking dead. And I'm like, you are fucking kidding me.
This is bullshit. I don't know what your problem is.
Whatever, Mr. Playing on Easy. He fucking stood there. It's like, you set the controller down, and he's going, you're a challenge, Spartan. You know?
He didn't even, he used his jetpack once, I think.
Right, and then for me, he like, jumps, does a hammer fist, and then calls an artillery strike, and then the fucking aliens from Mars Attacks appear, and they're like, meh! And then fucking doves have laser guns and shit, and I'm just like, are you...
Oh, I see, it's a John Woo movie.
No, it's Michael Bay. Michael Bay, explosions! Michael Bay!
The bosses... We just had this talk about Halo and bosses before the game came out, and even when it came out, I was like, I have mixed feelings about it, I have some problems, and you were like, I thought you'd love the boss fights. And I'm like, well, they're just regular enemies. And then I played them and realized they are not just regular fucking enemies.
Yeah, they're fucking assholes.
I had it explained to me that they were regular enemies. So I'm glad I did play at least a couple hours worth of the game. Because I do feel like it doesn't live up to all its promises.
Right.
The environments are so goddamn samey, I don't imagine myself playing through the whole thing. But what I have played, I have enjoyed the fuck out of.
I mean, it's also Halo. Alex, what's your take on it? Because I know you love it.
You got like 2 hours?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. I do, like I was talking to my cousin the other day, and we have the same problem with it, that it's got, well, there is like the, you're saying samey environments. There's like no snow area. There's no sand area, yeah. Which I get that they're on one ring and they'll eventually have DLC. And like I said, it's content they can do later on.
Yeah.
But in the, it's like the new trope in games, which kind of started with Assassin's Creed, is like, okay, I've finished this mission. Well, there's several towers or bases I need to go get before I can see everything in the area. So I'm going to go do that. Mm-hmm. And I did that. Okay, I got all those. Oh, look, there's more over there. Well, let me go get those first before I continue on the story. And then, which it adds exploration to that, and I kind of get it, and it's something more to do. But it is like, okay, I'll clear out this set of enemies for this base. Well, this base has different enemies. Ah, I see. But it's just, that part bugged me, but that's so minor. I have, I don't know, like 20-something hours in the campaign, and it does not take nearly that, and that's just me exploring around.
Right, exactly, fucking around. Yeah. I mean, because there's fucking Easter eggs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes.
And there's even, okay, so there is, if you hear one of the grunts talking, he discusses that I think one of the brutes is called Hyperion.
You were telling Hyperius, me
I think.
Hyperius. And one of the grunts talks about that Spartan Locke's helmet is on his shoulder pad.
And he's one of those two Spartan hunters that you face
right
after the Pelican.
Well, there is a mini Mega Blocks kit that has a Spartan Locke, but he doesn't have any armor.
Oh.
So, see, it's one of those things like there's either story for the future or something that was pulled from the game, and they'll just add it later.
I'm assuming it's future content. It'll be right. DLC and expansion right. Or something. Then there'll be, like how they have the ring set up, where it's actually kind of clever, where the whole ring's broken, and it's being repaired. It's repairing itself. Like, well, all of a sudden, one of these islands will come closer. Like, oh, well, that's I can get to that island
new
now.
DLC,
and,
right. Yeah. Well, because if you look in the distance, you can see a guardian buried in rubble.
Yeah.
Really? That's cool.
So, and then there's a bunch of islands that you just can't get to because they're too far away.
And
you can't fly.
If you fly, it'll just say, no, go back. You're going to die.
Or you just die. They won't even give you a timer. You just,
Yeah, no. Even when you're, God damn it, that pissed me off. So I did the mission where you clear out the landing after whatever.
Right.
And I tried grapple-shotting to the nearby island, which you can do, but it locks you into an out-of-bounds boundary.
Because I was like, oh, I want to show you these two hunters. Go ahead and go over there. And then it killed him.
Oh, the skull hunters?
Yeah. Because you have to fucking clear out the landing pad and do the next mission before it lets you explore, and I didn't know that.
Which is funny, because I didn't even fight any enemies up to that point. I just ziplined the whole fucking way.
I beat it on normal, and then I was like, oh, the scorpion cannon thing. I seen that online. Mm-hmm. So then I turned it on legendary, turned on the bandana skull because I got it first playthrough, grabbed the scorpion gun, and then sat here and played through it again in one fucking sitting. So I also got the achievement for beating it in under 6 hours and using the bandana skull with the scorpion. So I just...
Funny because my buddy said, for one, he can't even get the scorpion gun right now. Like, it's just not working for him.
Hmm.
And two, the bandana skull apparently has been patched out, or skulls of any kind now evidently do not give you achievements. He said he beat the game with Grunt Birthday Party and it did not give many achievements for it. So
that sounds more like not a patch, is something with his files messed
right.
up.
That could be.
Yeah,
because there's an achievement for All Skulls On, which All Skulls counts Bandana Skull.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. So I don't
know. That would still be near impossible.
Especially with Black Eye.
I think you have to get the Scorpion Gun and then also exploits.
Well, shit, I have to play
And there's something
again.
To do with, like you were saying, just go through the laser. There's something to do with that where it'll make you invisible, but it's a permanent invisibility. You can get to a certain area, grab a Banshee, and you can fly all the way to the last level.
And then just be done.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah. Sounds like Morrowind.
I love exploits.
But by then, that might be patched out by now, too, though. So.
Do the the long-ass jump.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
And then hope like hell you don't crush yourself on the impact.
Exactly.
<Yeah. laughs>
Were you aware of that? Have you seen that? Or heard of it?
Morrowind.
The Morrowind?
Nope.
So you end up, you speed run a little bit, you go to this one spot, you end up getting either a scroll or a potion that lets you super long jump. And you super long jump into the sky where the final boss is.
Oh.
Yeah, you got to do a little bit of collecting stuff to make it. And then you'll come across a guy that's doing the scroll, but it kills him. He lands in front of you and dies because he wasn't prepared. He was trying out his new magic that he invented. So then, of course, you do a little bit of prepping, and then you just quite literally one jump right to the final boss. So it's just, I love exploits and speedrun tricks like that. They're just,
you should see the Skyrim ones. That shit's crazy.
I'm gonna have to.
They use the momentum of a horse. They angle it correctly on a rock, and then they use the momentum of it to fling him across the fucking map. Perfect Bethesda game.
They've been doing it on Halo Infinite. They'll stand on like a warthog or right behind one.
Yeah.
And they'll turn the catch skull on or whatever, and then blow up, they'll throw a grenade, and as soon as the fusion coil blows up, they'll just grapple the Humvee real quick, or the Warthog, and then let go, and then it's just...
So I found a different
Have
one.
Have you seen the one where they use the hammer?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they'll hit it with the hammer, they'll hit it twice with the hammer, and then he grapple shots it, like, right as it's going, and then releases it, and it just goes...
And you fly for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, he's just
gone.
In
real time.
I'm like, holy shit.
The one I saw was completely different, and seems easier. They jump, grapple shot a fusion coil, and use the momentum of that. And,
yes, yeah. I saw that too, yep.
So, fuck
and you don't
me,
have
man.
To blow up anything.
No, it's beautiful. It's perfect. I love this game.
Look. And a lot of that stuff, the developers did say, like, yeah, that's in there because we want you guys to experiment and find that.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's where, I mean, because even Halo Combat Evolved, the first thing people figured out was do co-op on, like, the Silent Cartographer and just keep killing each other till there's a pile of fucking grenades and then blow up the fucking grenades. Uh-huh. Jump in the Warthog real quick and it'll sling you off the map and then it kills you because you're too far away and then just reload. Just shit like that.
I love it.
Well, and even in the Silent Cartographer, you could kind of cheat your way through it a little bit.
If you do it right, you go down, you fight your way to one level and then you jump off the edge of the cliff and then you land on the overshields down there. So you skip half the fucking level.
Right.
I like speedrunners. They will always...
Or even like Assault on the Control Room where you doing co-op, or is it Legendary on co-op, something like that? You hang off of the edge of a fucking cliff.
The first bridge, you have to jump off a couple special spots.
And find your
and
way
you'll
down.
Jump down to the bottom and then just finish the level with no enemies. Yeah, it's an easy way to do it on Legendary. But Legendary's half the fun. When I was younger, I was like, ugh. But now I'm kind of like, fuck yeah, I want Legendary.
I never even did Legendary.
Until you fight a boss that can one-hit you with a fucking hammer lunge, even though a grenade blew up in his fucking face and you've been shooting with a goddamn turret. But he's like, ugh.
All I have to say is Tartarus. I mean, Halo 2 only had 3 bosses, but they were all just as bad.
Who are the other bosses? I always thought Tartarus was a boss, but...
The heretic leader with his 3
duplicates
and regret with his fucking super plasma cannon.
Yeah, I'm a fucking idiot. Don't ever listen to me.
Didn't you ever see the way we used to do it with Lawrence? On Legendary, what we would do is we would start off, one person would stay at the spawn point.
Okay, yeah.
And the other person would keep going until the other one spawned forward. And then when the other person spawned forward, then the other person would take off. And if they died, at least the other person was still...
Yep.
And then they would start to take off till you spawned in, and you guys would just tether yourselves back and
until forth. Until you do it with the flood. And then you're like, oh, I'll just wait to respawn. And then one spore finds his way down the tunnel to you, and then here they all fucking come.
Yep. Yeah.
And then fucking rape you to death with their spore tentacles.
I played Halo 2 on Heroic, and I cannot possibly bring myself to do it on fucking Legendary. It was just too traumatic.
That's the only one I've not beaten on Legendary. Like, fair and square would be mm-hmm. Halo 2. We've talked about this, because they didn't have time. They were in such a fucking rush. They built that game in 7 or 8 months. And when Inferno Plus does all his modding, mm-hmm. he's like, he even talks about it. He's like, this game is quite literally built with fucking duct tape and baling wire.
Yeah.
They were in such a rush to put it out. He's like, they pulled every fucking trick they could think of to get this game out on release date, which they still had to push it back.
Yeah.
Because... So whenever he does the modding, he's like, it's such a pain in the ass. Mm-hmm. Because he's like, they'll have a certain kind of code for the graphics or for the physics engine dealing with water, but then when I try to mod one thing, that code will interfere with that code. And he's like, oh, that's why they coded it this way. And then he has to copy their fucking, you know, and he's just like, it's ridiculous. All the extra work you have to go through. And they had to do that just to get it to fucking run on time, you know, so they could deliver it on fucking date.
Is that the guy who does the longest warthog in the
yeah. yep.
cursed Halo?
Okay. Yeah,
Infinihog. I love it.
So, and they didn't have time to calibrate the difficulties. That's why Halo 2 Legendary is like damn near. It's kind of like doing a lasso run on any other Halo, that's just the base fucking Halo 2.
Like we saw a comparison video in Halo 1. It takes. What is it, like 15 shots for you to die on Legendary?
Something like that.
From a plasma gun, from an elite plasma gun. In Halo 2, it takes you less than a couple seconds. Huh. You know, 2 shots take out your shields, 2 shots take you out.
Damn.
I beat Halo 2. I got to Halo 2 on Legendary all the way up to after Gravemind when he teleports you, and then you're in the room with
the brutes.
With the brutes.
That is just goddamn unfair.
So what you have to do is, because the skulls on Halo 2 only appear on Legendary, so you have to go back through on Legendary, go back to the first Halo mission, and then find the Envy Skull, which turns your flashlight into a cloak.
Okay.
Now, in Halo 2, once you activate skulls, once you turn the game off, that status is gone. So then you would have to go, if you wanted to play again, you wouldn't have that same skull active. You would have to go back to the Halo mission, Delta Halo, collect the skull. And that was the only way I could beat that mission, because those brutes, they go into their rage mode immediately on Legendary. You hit them 2 times with a needler, and they start fucking rushing you. So I would have to go invisible and hide behind the pillar to let my shield recharge. And I would get out, I'd be out there just long enough to melee one. And then 2 brutes with the
carbines,
they spawn in at the tops of the stadium and start fucking sniping you. So you have to go invisible and hide. And it took me fucking an hour to get out of that fucking room the first time.
It's bad. It's very bad. That was a very poorly designed fucking room.
I know there's people out there that it's not even a challenge for them. Right. They're just able to fucking whip snap their way through it.
I don't know. I watch speedrunners play that game, and even they die constantly over and over and over. It's just unfair. It's like fighting fucking Idol with a blindfold on. It just doesn't happen.
So, there are, before we end up finishing discussing our definitive Gamer DA game of the year.
Oh, we
did.
As usual, we got way off topic.
Before we do that, there's a few games I did kind of want to take a nod to. Deathloop looked really cool. Mm-hmm. I've heard some people talk about the execution of it wasn't the greatest, but... Dunkey's visually, it looks great. Dunkey definitely kind of gave a sour review of it a little bit, didn't he?
He's not super happy with Halo Infinite either, but that's... Sorry.
Cruisin' Blast, that was the Cruisin' USA clone. Psychonauts 2. I've heard lots of people rave about how great that game is. It's one that I probably will go back and check out.
It's weird that it has so little press, because I heard it was coming out, and then I saw it on the marketplace, and I'm like, oh, Psychonauts 2 is out. Maybe I should play that. Nothing from it since.
Well, go ahead.
Go look on most people's websites for reviews for the top tens. Okay. Psychonauts 2 is hitting a lot of top 10 lists.
Okay. I never played the first one.
The first one, how should I put it? I think I played a demo of it. 2, though, looks... Jack Black sings in it. Like there's there's moments in it that it just says it's visually striking to play.
Who's
it.
The
Yonan Vasquez?
Thank you. I knew it was Vasquez, but I couldn't remember his first name.
Yeah, Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, Invader Zim, same
yep,
art style.
Yep, I love Invader Zim.
Dude, the first Psychonauts, gameplay-wise, it's hit or miss, but the writing and the story in that game is just so goddamn perfect. I love the first Psychonauts.
I may have to play it then, just to catch up. Good.
But yeah, the guys who made, you remember the game Brutal Legend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They work on Psychonauts. And then they also did Psychonauts 2, and there's another game that Jack Black was attached to. I can't remember, but
he's
friends with those guys. Yeah, he's Bowser now, but he's friends with those guys, so of course he's going to do the singing for Psychonauts 2. Returnal, I didn't get enough look at it. It's on a lot of people's top 10 lists, and it looks pretty good. It's a PS5 exclusive.
A guy who I watch named Maximilian Dude does exclusively fighting games for the most part. He said Returnal is his favorite game, potentially of all time.
It looks really visually neat.
Is that the one when you die, everything respawns, and you have to do it all over again? And
you mean Dark Souls?
No.
You may be correct. Like I said, I didn't look at it too deeply, but it looked, from the video that I seen of it, visually it looks really good. And the idea, like, it just looks kind of neat, just the aesthetic of it. I didn't get a good look at it as far as, like, what you do in it and what, you know, the game structure is concerned. But it is something that at least gets a nod from me in that node. Kena: Bridge of Spirits looks really good. It looks very cartoony. It's PS4, PS5, and PC. And last on my list is Hitman 3. It came out super early, 2021. Like, it broke open 2021 for a lot of people. Hitman and Hitman 2, this new lineage that they did with that, were pretty fucking good.
Oh, are they I was going to say Hitman 3. I thought there were like 8 of these fucking things.
No, they started a new lineage back on Xbox One and PS4.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And PC. But they're really good. Like, they were starting to do it when the first Hitman come out, they were starting to do it episodically.
Like a Lara Croft type thing? With the new Tomb Raiders?
Kinda. Well, not really. It's set in, like, you have a mission that you go on, and there's like 1,001 ways that you can complete this mission.
No, I didn't mean gameplay. I meant concept-wise. How they reintroduced Lara and gave her new gameplay.
Kind of.
Because I've seen gameplay of, I think, Hitman 3. It must be, because it was Donkey playing at the beginning of the year, and he was beating people to death with a fucking
fire hydrant. Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay. That's the game.
That looked like fun.
It's more of Hitman 1 and 2. I haven't played much of it, but what I did was still fucking stellar. It's still Hitman. It still looks good. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those games that I probably will eventually get to. Just 2021 has been a fucked up year.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we're getting ready to look at it in the rearview mirror.
I know. I lost one of my socks this year.
Fuck.
I've looked everywhere and I can't find it.
Just build spot remover on your dog.
Yeah. Now he's gone.
So,
I got a couple honorable mentions.
Okay, go for it.
The Crisis Remastered Trilogy. They're all out.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And I wouldn't mind trying that. And then, of course, the Blood Rain Remasters.
Yeah.
I was just fucking around in the store and I was like, Blood Rain Remastered, and I just bought them. There wasn't even a question. It was impulse buy. They were only like $10 a piece, but that's cool because we used to play the fuck out of Blood Rain too.
Yeah,
and
but I never beat it legit. I feel bad. I feel like I need to avenge my honor there.
I'm sure there's other games I could throw in there for honorable mention, but
Alien Fire Team.
Oh, yeah, that was the thing that was supposed to be happening.
I have about 8 minutes into it so far.
I've got 8 minutes more than me.
I've got none, yeah.
It's one that I love the Alien series, and it's still one of those I still have not fired up.
I'll give another one, too, just kind of like odds and about, and that's Dead by Daylight, because they just keep pumping out new killers. They have completely original ideas for killers, and they also have the licensed killers. They just keep pumping them out. I mean, it even has a fucking mobile version now.
I was going to say, when they introduced Nemesis, I don't think you can top that for me personally. Nemesis, Jill Valentine, and Heather from Silent Hill.
I still haven't played it.
I just give them props for that. I don't know how much money they're pumping out of it, but they got to get some fucking serious dough back for them to keep doing that.
So then by that, your logic, though, then you have to also give props to Fortnite, then, because they keep pumping out content.
God, yeah, damn it, whatever. Do it. Do it.
They've even got Boba Fett on there now.
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Where?
Where?
And Spider-Man.
And John Wick. They had him on there.
And The Rock.
Yeah.
Say it.
It doesn't
The Rock's
matter.
In Fortnite?
Yes. No,
he's
no.
Like a, he's like an actual Sean, like, story character.
It doesn't matter.
Sean Connery, say The Rock. Welcome to...
I was going to... I thought you were trying to get me to say, can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
No, no.
I thought he was here. He said, it doesn't matter what you're...
Oh.
Damn it, I missed the
I'm not
fucking
that fucking clever. I'm not that clever.
I was just thinking about The Rock doing that today.
No, the part when they sneak into Alcatraz, and then he says...
Welcome to The Rock.
In Sean Connery's voice.
Welcome to The Rock!
Yep.
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 On the Voyager, they're like, oh, well, we can't fire Type 6, Type 10, and Type 12 different torpedoes, including Photon, Quantum, and Tricobalt, because they all require modifications. Unless you're the Voyager and you're stranded 70,000 light years away from Federation space, then your one fucking tube can fire all those types.
So for those just now listening in, the reason why we went from The Rock to Star Trek... It's because we time looped, folks.
Let's it's do death the loop.
Time warp yeah. again.
No, Mark unplugged his microphone while he was recording like an idiot. So
what the hell's an idiot?
I don't know. Go back to 1989 and we'll talk about it.
It's a mark. Oh, and you mentioned it earlier. What's coming out tomorrow?
The Book of Boba Fett.
Book of Boba Fett. Boba Fett. What happened to him? He's gone dark.
What are you excited for mostly about it?
I'm not even going to do any, because last time I did predictions, they were way off, so I'm just
right.
I'm just excited to see what happens.
Okay.
I'm going to sit and enjoy it.
I'm trying to get you mic time, because we've been kind of ignoring you. Like, hey, welcome guest, anyway, so fuck that guy. So anyway, I'm going to talk about fucking...
We always do that.
I'm going to talk about whatever.
I'm perfectly fine. I barely had a list, because I barely play any other games than what I know
right.
and my usuals, so...
Then the Rainbow exactly. Six Siege.
Right.
Hit fire. That's not a 2021 game.
He doesn't know, but the other night we were playing and we lost a match because it was me and another guy and I tried to hip fire him and it killed me and we lost. But when Alex does
I mean,
it...
Logic checks out.
First bullet, usually direct headshot.
Yeah, you know? Mine was just like, it grazed his arm. So he had time to go, was I being shot? Oh my God, I'm being shot. So he took his weapon apart and he cleaned out his barrel and then he put in a new mag and then he test fired it a couple times and then he turned around and shot me in the head. And I was like, bullshit, this is bullshit. He always wins.
One time I shot my own teammate in the back of the head to kill a guy.
Just the other night.
I felt so bad after that. I was like, holy shit, I seen the guy coming, and then someone stepped right in front of me. Was it you that I killed?
No,
it was Nathan, I think.
Yeah, Nathan or Ed.
It was Nathan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I see him coming around the corner, and all of a sudden, a head gets like right in my view, and I'm like,
you just saw red, and it worked out fine. We won.
It is funny because they both fell down dead, but Mark was still like, he's going to make sure he got that motherfucker. That was our winning kill, too. That won the whole match after that.
I was like, oh, shit.
We did pretty good that night. That was Saturday night, wasn't it?
Correct.
I had
we
a
did
fever
all right.
Saturday night.
All right, all right. So, if we had a definitive game of the year, GamerDA's game of the year, what would it be?
Grand Theft Auto Trilogy. It's called the Definitive Fucking Edition.
You heard it here, folks. The game none of us played.
Well, if I hadn't remembered Mass Effect, Halo would have also been on my list.
So. Spider Solitaire. For Windows 11. Mm-hmm. That's my vote.
I don't know. Battlefield 2042's jank is just so charming.
We need to discuss that for just a moment.
Yeah, let's do that.
What
I wanted
games,
to bring it up earlier.
What games and totally hit your shit list this year?
Zelda Breath of the Wild.
You were a little behind the times.
I'm always behind the times.
For mine, it'd honestly be Back for Blood. Just
okay.
because it was, I was looking at it like, oh, it's going to be Left 4 Dead. It's not Left 4 Dead.
Right.
It falls short of Left 4 Dead. I don't know what it falls short of exactly, but
well,
as
you,
playing it, I'm just not.
If you make the same thing and then put your name on it, like, it's really, really hard to justify getting away with that. You know what I mean? they had to put their own spin on it.
Right. From a legal standpoint, they had to. But
right.
The things that were similar weren't similar enough, and the things that were deviant were too far out of left field for me. That's just for me, though. I could see people enjoying it, but...
Here's the thing. I'd seen a little bit of gameplay of it. I haven't touched it. I was going to say several of those same things, that it's just not enough Left 4 Dead for me. Especially, I wouldn't have a problem if they didn't have a 4 in the title. It would just be another fucking game to me. But the fact that they're intentionally paying homage to a much better game in order to sell copies, that irks
me. I thought you were going more along the lines of like, the main character on the box art has New Balance and not Nike shoes. Fuck this game.
The Reeboks, actually.
Oh. Ripley wears Reeboks.
She would.
Ellen Ripley fighting the aliens in space before they lay an egg in her chest.
What about Amanda Ripley? She was cool for that one game she was in.
I was hoping they would go more with her because that's
a cool
fucking story.
I wanted a whole ass trilogy with her.
That also puts into question her, when the company tells her at the beginning of Aliens, like, oh yeah, this is your daughter and she died at 89, and yet that could have been a straight lie, because now that she knows aliens exist and her mom found one, then she could be like a secret agent.
Well, you know how weird the fucking comics are for Aliens. For all we know, she could be like a half xenomorph, half robot hybrid that knows how to fucking, you know, change the gravitational constant of the universe.
I mean, they are.
I believe I have an Aliens versus Batman graphic novel, so.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Superman fought him, too.
He used to have Judge Dredd versus the Predator. And I say used to have because I don't know where it is anymore.
I have no idea either. I have a lot of comics that are just, they fucking evaporated.
It was badass, though. They got into a knife fight and everything.
I also have a comic version of RoboCop 2, the movie. And I had them in pristine condition for a long time. And then one day I went out to the shed to go get them. I was like, ooh, I need to see if those are worth anything. And before I even checked, I opened it up, and a mouse had picked the middle one to chew up and make a nest out of.
Of course.
Of course. I was like, fucking asshole mice. But whatever. Oh, yeah, 2042. Haven't played it, but I'm sure it sucks.
Cause... Battlefield 2042 was one of the... It.
I have the 10-hour version that I can play for free downloaded still, but I haven't booted it up yet.
We should play it. It is janky. Like, there is some jank to it.
Here's my problem. Normally, bugs in a game ruin the game for me. This is probably the only version, or the only game I could think of where the bugs actually make the game worth playing to me.
Well... When Dunkey makes a video and doesn't say a single word, he just shows the glitches.
Yeah.
Have you seen his video on that?
I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
We'll watch it before you leave. At the very end, there's a guy climbing a ladder, and I guess an opponent kills him, but it doesn't register him as dead. The guy's body just falls and then keeps falling and then continues to fall and then picks up speed and then starts scooting across the ground, and it shows another player like following him. So he's doing like 100 miles an hour, this dead body just going across the floor, and you're like, yep, that's AAA title right there.
Goddamn 6 minutes of no fucking...
It's so bad that you see a game like that and you're like, oh, that's crap. Oh, EA, never mind, whatever, it's expected now.
Exactly. I look at nothing from EA or Activision if I can help it. What game was it? Some game came out this year that had the lowest like score of any fucking game ever.
Nerf Legends?
They made a video game of that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, never mind. It was GTA Definitive Edition. It has a 0.05 on Metacritic.
It was Elden Ring.
Oh, God.
Triggered.
Greedfall. No, it was Greedfall.
Outriders.
Outriders. Oh, didn't even think about that. Yep.
What's Outriders?
Outriders was the... How do I put it? It was supposed to be kind of like that step between Anthem and Destiny almost a little
third
bit.
Third-person looter shooter.
So, yeah. Damn, I wish there were more of those.
If it was done right...
I feel the sarcasm coming off you.
No, it's warm, isn't it?
It's hot.
It's a good thing he doesn't eat heat in his house.
Say that. My ass is low on propane.
But Outriders was kind of supposed to be that fill-in void for Destiny and all that, and it came and it went, and it's still 2021, and people forgot that it came out in 2021.
Well, they came out with New Horizon. I guess it's either an update or a continuation
For Outriders?
For Outriders. It's, I don't know if it's the same game or if it's been redone.
I think it's an update to it, like with like expansion almost.
Right,
improvements
right.
type thing. But I haven't touched it. I stopped playing it. I was having fun, but then I stopped just for something. I saw something shiny over in the corner of the room, mm-hmm. and then never
Is that a quarter? That's a quarter. Holy shit.
I will say that I've heard a lot of people talking good about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Did it do better than the Marvel Avengers game that came before?
Way better. Yes.
Okay.
Everyone says that this is way better. But the Avengers game was supposed to be online, and this Guardians of the Galaxy is a narrative.
It's a straight linear
single player game.
Is it like one of the Tall Tale games?
No.
Telltale? No.
Okay, so you do platforming.
You choreograph. You have a choreograph that you kind of put together. Like, I say choreograph, but like it's like you use your ability here. You fight here, and then you come in and you do your special abilities here. Yeah. And you have a whole team or a squad that you kind of try to battle with.
Okay.
So there is a modern example I'm trying to think of that's a game like that that's very good, but I cannot fucking think of it. But the second best thing I could think of is the Fantastic Four game from 2004, because that's what you did in that game as well.
Hmm.
Never played it.
Jeffrey played the shit out of it. Like, you'd have Mr. Fantastic wrap around a fire hydrant or some shit, and then you'd have Thing come over here and do this, and then you'd have Torch do this, and then you'd have Invisible Woman over there because she's not very useful.
It's almost like Kingdom Hearts. You're playing as one person, and you tell Donald to do something, or you tell Goofy
to
do
something.
That's very
okay.
And that's the way Final Fantasy 15
was. I'm
glad
you're here.
Isn't that the 7 remake that does that too?
I believe so, yes.
That might have been the game I was thinking of.
Which I still need to finish that.
I need to get
18 hours in that I played on my first sit down. I played 18 hours straight. And then I went to bed, and I never picked it up again.
My only problem with Final Fantasy VII is that the length of it is overwhelming to me. Like, for some reason, I can pick up Skyrim.
I'm 18 hours in, but I'm not even halfway through.
Exactly.
And I wasn't exploring.
Exactly.
I was playing.
That's a long fucking game, and that just, I dread that.
Nathan got me Avengers on sale, because you could have a two-person co-op. But I couldn't get it to work because it was like, oh, you need to sign on to a Square Enix account.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I don't have one. Let me assign one or let me make you one. So I'm making it and it's like, oh, that account doesn't exist. I'm like, I know it doesn't exist. I'm trying to make the fucking account.
Mm-hmm.
But
it doesn't exist. So.
But it was absolutely. So after I fucking tried my hardest. I tried for 3 fucking hours. I had to set up accounts, send emails. I emailed their fucking help, their support desk, and we still never got that play together. So I've not booted it up since. And I was excited to play because I played all the way up until the Hulk and you fight Abomination. And yeah. I was like, I had a lot of fun with that. I thought it was all right. Especially as the Hulk running around just fucking everything up. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so great.
That's the only reason I wanted to play it. Have you seen? They added a bunch of DLC and shit for it. They finally put in Spider-Man, a year late? They said they were going to put in Spider-Man a year ago and they finally added him a couple months.
PlayStation exclusive.
Oh, that's what it was.
Of course.
Yeah.
Sony. But, yeah, no, they added Future Imperfect with Maestro, Future Hulk.
Okay.
You fight him as Hawkeye. I'm so glad of that.
That makes sense.
No. No, it doesn't.
Hawkeye with his arrows fighting a advanced, even extra strong Hulk.
He did it to Ultron.
That's true. That's true. What was that meme I saw? It showed all the victories and losses, and they always lost when Hawkeye was not present. But every time Hawkeye was there, they won.
Yep.
And they were like, so by proxy, Hawkeye is the most important Avenger.
You know what? I agree with you. Even when he was fighting fucking Black Widow, he still won.
I wasn't going
to
watch.
He was trying to die and he still won.
I wasn't going to watch Hawkeye. I wasn't too interested.
It's very good.
And that's what I was going to say. I've heard a lot of people, and then I saw a couple spoilers. Like, okay, now I'm interested. I have to watch
it. I like it
now.
A lot more. I don't say a lot more, but I like it more than Falcon Winter Soldier.
Okay. And I loved Falcon Winter Soldier.
I liked it a lot because it was like, oh, it's a Captain America movie. All right. I'll enjoy it.
All I'm going to say is that you should probably brush up on your Daredevil if you plan on watching any current Marvel movies. That's all you're getting. Han Solo dies.
I have the internet. I know what's going on.
You don't know enough.
Yeah, we know his lawyer's blind.
Yeah. Duh.
Yeah.
Mr. Murdoch.
I know Daredevil's lawyer's blind. That's not the point.
Elektra's heirs too, or something like that. I don't know the whole story. I'm not
Elektra Nachios.
All I care about is Sigourney Weaver. That's all I give a shit about right now.
She dead.
Sigourney Weaver's alive.
In Defenders.
In my heart, she will
Defenders.
Always live.
Defenders.
My heart will always go on, or whatever that song is. I don't even know anymore.
Defenders.
How do we get out of this podcast? Do we keep going?
Let's just ramble until one of us dies.
My soul died first. A little bit.
Remember that? Remember that time in Return of the Jedi when Yoda got so sick and tired of Luke's questions, he just rolled over and died.
Rest I need.
How am I a Jedi? How will I be a Jedi? How do I? He's like, you fuck it.
McClunky.
Figure it out,
McClunky. Why do they add shit like that?
I don't know, but I'm excited. Whatever, I got fucking closed. This is the closer.
GamerDA.com.
Oh, wait, what was our definitive game? Since we...
All I know is the closer was a terrible show.
Was it Halo? Is it Halo? It's Halo Infinite, everybody.
Halo Infinite is our game of the year. With a close nod to Mass Effect and...
Microtransactions.
Resident Evil 4.
Right. Resident Evil 8.
$18 for Iron Man color skin. Welcome to Halo, everybody.
Welcome to Halo. That's my favorite saying. Welcome to Halo. GamerDA.com.
GamerDA. Fuck it.
Twitter or GamerDA1?
We're on fucking Facebook.
Gamer discretion advice? Does that make it help you any?
No.
Oh, podcast at GamerDA.com is our email. Alex?
Yeah.
Thanks. Damn it, we should have made Alex do them all.
Thanks for having all of us.
We did the last time he was here. Actually, you made him. You just were like, I'm a dick. Hey, you do them all. And he was like, hey. And then he knew them all. And we were like, fuck.
Yeah.
We'll make him record the commercial then.
Yeah. And you get no pay from it.
I was going to pay him Reese's Pieces.
Fuck, we don't get paid for it.
That's not important.
You do like Reese's Pieces, right?
Okay. Cups are better, but you know.